Over the river and through the woods, to grandmother's house we go. May you all around the world have a happy, joyful, and thankful Thanksgiving with family and friends. Let's all be joyful with an attitude of gratitude. 2 days before writing this Warm Thoughts column, I received in the mail from a reader a poem by Edgar A. Guest, written in 1917 and published in the book Just Folks. The old-fashioned Thanksgiving. It may be I am getting old and like too much to dwell upon the days of bygone years, the days I loved so well. But thinking of them, now I wish somehow that I could know a simple old Thanksgiving day like those of long ago. When all the family gathered round a table richly spread, with little Jamie at the foot and Grandpa at the head. The youngest of us all to greet the oldest with a smile, with mother running in and out and laughing all the while. It may be I'm old-fashioned, but it seems to me today we're too much bent on having fun to take the time to pray. Each little family grows up with fashions of its own. It lives within a world itself and wants to be alone. It has its special pleasures, its circle, too, of friends. There are no get-together days, each one his journey wends, pursuing what he likes the best in his particular way, letting the others do the same upon Thanksgiving Day. I like the olden way the best, when relatives were glad to meet the way they used to do when I was but a lad. The old home was a rendezvous for all our friends and kin, and whether living far or near, they all came trooping in. With shouts of, "Hello, Daddy!" as they fairly stormed the place and made a rush for Mother, who would stop to wipe her face. Upon her gingham apron before she kissed them all, hugging them proudly to her breast, the grown-ups and small. Then laughter rang throughout the home, and oh, the jokes they told. All afternoon we chatted, telling what we hoped to do, the struggles we were making, and the hardships we'd gone through. We gathered round the fireside, how fast the hours would fly. It seemed before we'd settle down, 'twas time to say goodbye. Those were the glad Thanksgiving the old-time families knew, when relatives could still be friends and every heart was true. Thank you, dear friends, for sharing your warm thoughts throughout the year. And to all ye pilgrims, many thanks. More warm thoughts. Grateful hearts are healthier. I am convinced that one really lives when you live with a joyful attitude of gratitude. Make every day a Thanksgiving day. Warm thoughts from the little home on the prairie over a cup of tea by Luetta G. Werner. November 27th, 1997.